You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
From author Mahogany Silverain comes the book, Tell Me You Love Me. Tell Me You Love Me is a paranormal and diverse romance novella. This is the first book in the Kenya Clark series. Breaking the laws of magic, a supernatural serial killer is unleashed on the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Special Agent Kenya Clark of the GBI Paranormal Crimes Investigation Unit has been given the case. Her partner hates anything to do with the supernatural. Kenya has a gift that allows her to see the crime through the eyes of the victim. However, in this case, she sees through the eyes of the killer. To solve the case, she must find out where her connection to the killer is. But will she and her partner be able to work together? Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverain is available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback editions, as well as the author's website, mahoganysilverain.net. Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverain. Order your copy today.
Fresh Meat, an interracial erotic romance by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Lorenz. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering. MahoganySilvering.net.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the Mahogany Says Show. I'm your host, Mahogany Silvering, and I have a wonderful co-host this evening, Miss Betrout. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Hi.
Hi. She's also a fellow author, and she's going to be reviewing three books with me tonight. So that's going to be a lot of fun because all three of these books are great, and I really enjoyed reading them. And Ice on Ice is a hockey romance. I kind of just like, oh, okay. I don't really like hockey, but actually, because I know the author and she's a great person, I was like, you know what? Let me read this and see what it's about. And I really like the characters. Especially Zoe, because like Zoe is my daughter's name, my youngest daughter. So she had me on that one. But and also, I love redheads too. I mean, I think red hair is so beautiful. And Zoe's character was just troubled and kind of, you know, hurt and a lot of things that she went through. But she is, you know, a formidable person because she has a lot of strength, more than she even knows. What do you think?
You know, the whole book appealed to me because hockey is the only sport that I like. And so I was just like, ooh, romance and hockey, two of my favorite things.
Exactly.
So that's why it appealed to me. I was just like, I've got to read this because it's like seriously the only sport I will sit and watch. It's fast-paced. It's fun. The players are sexy as can be when those pads come off. And So I really wanted to, delve into it. And I agree with you. Zoe is, she's a very good leading lady. She's very strong, very troubled. She has, you know, her emotions that she deals with. But she also doesn't take any BS from anyone. And she really stands up for herself. So I really loved her.
Yeah, I did too. I was really kind of upset with Jesse for a little while until I read later on in the book. But yeah, Jesse and
Flynn, I was kind of like, wait a minute. But, you know, as, as the story unfolds, which because there's so many twists and turns that I didn't even see coming. Because I'm like, how many plot twists is this going to have? I'm like, as soon as you get comfortable with one thing, it was like, bam, wait, what else? What is this? You know, something else happened.
Exactly. Like, exactly. It was definitely edge of your seat. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen?
Yes,
next?
So, yes. Are they going to get together or not? It's like, you know, it's just back and forth. And then both of them have these little tempers. And it's like, you know, if both of y'all would just be quiet and just talk for a second, you know, just calm down.
Right.
Yeah, this is like, come on, you two. Because, I mean, I was cheering for both of them the whole time, but it was just like, come on, you know, don't be so hard at it. Don't take it to heart, you know. But, you know, that happens in real life as well. You know, we shut down. We want to have that love and that passion. But, you know, sometimes we're afraid because, you know what, you take that risk of being hurt. And I think that was Zoe's biggest obstacle. I mean, other than the other physical ones, you know, just and left being lied to, you know, things like that. So without telling anyone the whole, you know, because we want you to read the book On Ice by author Tricia Harley McCarthy. Is a definite must read. I give it 5 hearts. I don't do stars. I do hearts because this is romance, right? So.
Right. And I like that. I like that. I wish that was an option on Amazon, actually.
Right. I think that, you know, and I do I do hearts and I do fire because if it's really steamy, then I'll do little, you know, little fires instead of just plain hearts. But not that there's anything plain about hearts, you know. But if they get both, right. I mean, that means the book is really good.
Definitely.
But yes, there were some steamy bits in this, and I do like the fast paced action of On Ice. There was nothing. There was no lull in activity. You know what I mean? So some books kind of like read a chapter, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I guess the good stuff starts in the next chapter. You know, but not this one at all. It really kept you engrossed, and I learned a lot about hockey. Actually, I didn't know a lot of things, and I might have to watch a game now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of Wayne Gretzky, but I've never seen him play. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a hockey game.
You know, it's funny because I actually, exactly, I've connected with Tricia on social media, and I told her, I said, my love of hockey began with, and whoever's listening, I want everyone to look this man up, with Brent Severin. And he was a player that I was watching a game with this man who's now my ex-husband, but we were watching, and I was like, okay, it's fast-paced, I get it. And then got into a fight, and his jersey came off. And I was like, ooh. Okay, so this is what's going on underneath all of this. So once I knew that, I was completely hooked. And, yeah, she has some really great descriptions of the games and how fast-paced the game can go with all those terms that even I'm still confused on with icing and, you know, I can't even – yeah, so it's just like – it was just really good. It was really well thought out with those really fast-paced action scenes with the games as well.
Yeah, because it made you feel like you were really there.
Yes, with the hum of the crowd and the pulse of the audience.
Yes, and she described it. It's so vivid. It's like, yeah, I was sitting, you know, man, my heart dropped, you know, for poor Zoe and Killian. Oh, wow. Yeah, I could listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
If this book goes to audio, I want to hear his voice.
I think we just need to pause and have a moment of silence.
Yes, let's just, yes. Because, you know, it's just,
beautiful.
Team Kai, just beautiful. Mm-hmm. The eyes and the shoulders and the back are kind of what gets me. So when I have that picture, and she painted a very beautiful picture, so
yes,
I'm like, yeah. I mean, Flynn's not bad either, but yeah.
Exactly.
But it's almost kind of like, for a little while there, it's almost like Dynasty, because doesn't Vivian kind of remind you of Alexis?
A little bit,
If you've ever watched the show Dynasty. I mean, it's like from the 80s,
but
now they revamped
it.
Yes,
I'm familiar with it.
Yes, and they revamped it. Now it's on the CW, and not quite as good. But I know what they were doing to try and do, but, you know, you can't replace the original. I'm just probably biased.
But but you're right. That's a good correlation between Vivian and Alexis from Dynasty. Because, Dynasty was like the epitome of who this character is. And, you know, yes. just the polished exterior, but really devious underneath everything. And you know,
yeah,
you
she's a very broken person.
I'm sure she was really, really fun to write. I'm sure she was a
yes.
hoot to write. So.
I bet she was, because I mean, everything just like the suit, the nails, the polished look, and the clack of the
yes.
heels. It's like I knew she was coming.
Yep.
When as soon as that you can hear the clack of the heel, I'd be, yep.
Yep.
I feel like, yep, there she is.
Yep, here she comes.
Yep, watch out, y'all. It's going to be good now.
Yeah, that part of it
I was so glad.
The Devil Wears
yeah.
Prada vibe.
Yes, wasn't it?
Yep. You know, so
yes.
I had a
And I'm so
like
glad
one,
Zoe
so
got at least one. Yeah, I'm so glad Zoe got at least one slap in there, one good one. I mean, she
oh,
needed
yeah.
more than that, but
yep.
I was like, you know, whew. This woman
yeah, she definitely,
that.
Zoe definitely had her moments that she earned. So that was
yes,
it's cool
yeah, she,
to see
that,
that
was
when
definitely
you're
earned.
That when you're just like,
yeah,
yes, you know, you're reading out with a character and you're so angry on their behalf, and when they finally
right.
take that action, and you're just like, you know, fist pumping in the air and cheering and so excited that you're, you know, they did it. Because too many books
exactly.
don't do that. You read things and it's like you're like, well, why didn't you hit her?
Yeah, right. You just let her get away with that. What is that?
Yeah, why didn't you stand up for yourself? So the fact is, again,
yeah.
that shows her strength, which I thought was really
exactly.
awesome.
Yeah, because I know I'm not going to push violence. I won't say, you know, everyone needs to be, you know. But so if you really
yeah,
like
exactly.
coming, I mean, it's just, you know,
yeah,
like,
when it's
come on, it's inevitable.
Like that, which is, yeah.
Even
exactly.
the best person in the world, I'm sure. He was like, there is
yes.
that one time. I really wanted to check them.
Yeah, I think so. There's that one time that we've all at least dreamed of doing it because
oh,
yeah,
yes.
it's been deserved. So that was very a clapping, cheer out loud moment for me.
Yes, and I'm like, oh, yes. I did that when I was reading it. My son's like,
mm-hmm.
what is that? I said, I'm reading. He said, I thought you were watching TV. I said, nope.
Nope.
Nope, it's a book. Because, you know, he likes some books, but he mostly reads manga books, so, or anything with anime. So,
okay.
I mean, I love anime too, but the books, not so much. I like to watch the anime, but
mm-hmm.
I have some of the books too. They're pretty cool. You just read them from a different direction. But
yeah, it's
overall,
definitely different.
What would you give for your rating for On Ice?
You know, I did review it on Amazon, and anybody who, you know, what should I read? You know, that's one that I've recommended. 5 stars for sure. On the edge of your seat, twists and turns. You don't know what's going to happen next. You know, there's even a part where Flynn sucker punches someone in a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and I'll leave it at that because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone. I
mm-hmm.
laughed my ass off. And I mean, if you can write a book that makes me laugh out loud at 5 a.m. and
yes,
crack
right.
me up, I had to go back and I reread that part like 3 times. Like, he did not. He did not. And I love that. For me, that was kind of where Flynn redeemed himself. Because
yes.
it was just like, okay, this is where
it's
he's
like, you know, you're finally going to
send,
you're finally going to show your support for your friend. I mean,
exactly.
in spite of what's
exactly.
happened, you know, I think that was needy. And, but, you know, Kai was like, what'd you do that for?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, well,
so,
he had it coming.
So many plot twists and, you know, it kept you just wanting to keep reading because you didn't know what was going to happen. And all these little seeds were planted along the way. And,
yes.
you know, you're thinking as a reader, well, we've got to wrap it up, we've got to wrap it up, we've got to wrap it up. And, oh, she wrapped it up. So it was
well,
good. It
nicely.
All came together.
Nice,
in
a big
nice little package.
And, yes.
Yep.
But they earned that little package, honey. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yes.
They earned that
yes.
package.
Yes. Those
that
characters
awesome.
Went through a lot to earn it. So, but it was very
yes. good. So, because I know one of the key things in writing, you got to make your character, you know, your character suffer so that the reader can empathize with them, you know, that the reader either cheers them
yeah.
on or boos them or whatever, but you engage your reader
right.
when you make your character suffer. And even though there's some parts I just look at and I want to cry, but, you know, at
yep.
the same time, like,
yep.
yeah, I laughed too. They were just, you know, like, I thought for sure she was going to go after Jesse, but But I get it, you know.
Yeah.
But they're really likable and relatable characters.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely, with the heartache and the misunderstandings and the, you know, just getting past the old hurts and finally overcoming that. That I just want that for everyone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
exactly.
That was really, yeah, that it was just very relatable, like you just said. I agree 100%.
Yes, because she even discussed some mental health issues, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how she wove that into the story.
Yeah,
because it was really, you know, you can see where, you know, people think you might be going off the deep end, but it's really, you get to the root of the problem, you understand where it's coming from. So I like how she did that.
Right. Yep, me too, 100%. She did a great job.
All right, so we both agree. We give it 5 hearts. 5 stars.
5 hearts.
And five.
And
five.
Who do we contact with Amazon to, you know, change that?
Right.
Go from 5 stars to either five stars
to hearts or fires. So we need a little fire emoji because, you know, yes, there was some steamy, even the longing and the, you know, you could feel it, which I like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to really read a boring couple who just, you know. And also, I'm not really interested in the ones that are syrupy sweet, you know.
Right.
I'm more of a, come on, raw, real, you know. It doesn't always have to be that way.
Yeah. Let's be realistic. I agree.
Yes. All right. So speaking of realistic, we're going to talk about next is the class in session, Anna's Sex Education,
okay.
Lesson 1. By D.E. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now
right.
This book. Now this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fire.
I think we should, like, it'd be 10 to 10, 10, 10. And then 10 more. Because this is a lesson in anatomy, physiology, and we won't give it away. But I like the you know, because what boy, what young guy in high school has not had a crush on a teacher? You know, or,
I was just going to
you
say
know.
That. Who has not had that fantasy? You know?
This is like a teenage boy is like, hey, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, not thinking of the, you know, the little people who have engaged things when they were below the age of 18, but this is for 18 and up. So, you know, he is legal, even though he's still in high school.
Uh-huh.
But yes, you know, I like how he's just like this nerdy character that he cares more about what he's just trying to pass this stuff, and he needs these books and the whole like sexy librarian thing. She nailed it.
Right.
She nailed
yep.
it.
Yep. Definitely.
Yes, class was
yeah, I think
in
that's
session. She's like, you gonna learn today?
Yep. And I'm gonna show you how.
And I'm gonna show
you, know,
you exactly how.
Exactly. You know what you just said. It's every teenage boy's fantasy, and honestly, it's probably. For a lot of teenage girls, they probably had those fantasies too for certain teachers. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's who knows how many acted on it? I don't know. You know, I can remember a few teachers in my lifetime going, okay, I could see that, you know. But
yeah.
Obviously, never acted on it. But it's definitely from the beginning to the end, it is a hot, steamy ride. And I
yes.
really enjoyed the hell out of it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's certain terms I'm just not real big on using, but that's just me and my flowery language. But the word cock kind of is like, because I think of a rooster. So, but I know it's like the typical word, you know, okay, between that and dick, you're not sure which is, you know, but it was still, it wasn't overkill with that word. Because I've read some erotica, it's like, okay, it's too much now, just. Say something else. Call it something
right.
else for the love of God.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you.
We know what it is, but, you know, can we just.
Exactly.
But no, this
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
This was excellent, the way she did it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I like how she set it up and how the characters, you know, Anna and Annabella and her situation, her storyline. Because, you know, yeah, and. I wonder where she got that toy.
Right.
She must have a real quiet office back there.
the fact that, you know, Rodrigo is learning from Anna, but
yes,
we know where his sight is on Olivia, and they've got to do something. They've got to get together.
Yes, yes.
I kept thinking,
now he knows
okay,
what to do.
Exactly. He's learning the ropes from someone who's teaching him the ropes, but please, they've got to get together. I need to read that scene where he finally, you know, has that, because that's all that, you know, he thinks about that a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love the fact that he's realistic, like you said, kind of, you know, he's a bookworm, nerdy, smart, not necessarily the most popular kid in school, but he obviously is attractive, and certain attributes
mm-hmm.
of his are very lovely. So, you know, Annabelle recognizes this, and she's willing to teach him, and I can't say that I wouldn't do the same.
I know, as I was saying, if she was my teacher for health, boy, I would have had straight A's.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, yeah,
there
that
would be no
B's. You know,
I would have aced that lesson.
Yeah, for any, you know, for anyone listening, it was a fast read. It was a good read. It was a fun
yes.
ride. And it definitely keeps you wondering what's going to
happen. Keeps you wondering,
next.
Like, okay, we got to have this next one, because, like, is he going to get
yep.
Olivia, or, you know, or how is this going to go? Because he still has this fixation on Anna, so.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
that's going to play into,
you know,
maybe I'm just guessing, because I haven't read the next book, but I'm guessing that's probably where that's going to go to as well. But yes, I know he's got his sights set on Olivia. But I almost died.
You know, and I
Miss
really
I know you're in there.
Well.
I hear you. Like, are you okay?
I
jeez, man.
It's so funny. And I love the way, you know, Anna is written very real. She's in a relationship that obviously
yes.
doesn't 100% fulfill her. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is just kind of a nice little detour that she's taking. And, you know, just it's just fun. That's all I can say about it. It's just fun and it's steamy. And she did a very good job definitely getting those naughty parts across. So.
Oh, yes. And they were very well put together.
Yes, very
and
well.
I said, I definitely give this one 5 hearts and definitely lots of fires.
Oh, yeah.
So this
yep,
is,
yep, lots
this
of
is
fire.
A good erotica. So, yeah. I mean, I like erotica sometimes, but, you know, like I said, my issues with certain things are like, you don't have enough of a plot. But this was really good. I like the way she did it. And it is. It's like, you know, I had a crush on my English teacher. But I was, you know, 14. Of course, I wasn't going to go anywhere. But I like guys with glasses. So it was like, and he had a beard. You know, beards weren't really popular back then in the 80s. But he had a beard. But he was nice and he was neat. He wasn't like the hipster beards now. You know,
right,
it's like really neat, you know. And he, you know, was my English teacher. And I just, you know, I thought he was the best looking thing that walked the earth. But I was a kid, you know, I wasn't going to say anything.
Exactly.
Kinda, I made sure I didn't fail that class.
You know, and I think my first student teacher crush, that didn't happen for me until I was in college. And my sociology professor, I was just like, oh, you never miss that class. You know?
Exactly. Make sure you
nothing ever happened, but, you know, don't, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say, you know, I was sitting in the back of the class, you know, kind of wondering. But it was, you know, it's just, it fulfills, I think, the ultimate young man's fantasy.
Yeah. And you're right, young girls, too. I mean, you know, even, you know,
yes.
it's not acted upon, but it is definitely, yeah, because, you know, you
yeah.
someone is teaching you, it's just a person in authority, but they know more, you want to learn, and it just kind of, it gave you more motivation. Well, it did for me, but, I mean, because I love to read and I love to write, so.
Right.
Yeah, the English was my favorite class. I know they call it language arts now,
yep.
but, like.
It was my favorite class, too, so I get it.
Yes, see. So I really liked it, but, and I got to see, you see, lesson two. Let me see. I'm looking at the book right now.
Yeah.
Looks like she's got homework midterms, detention, prom, and graduation. So there's a few more books that are coming out from that.
So we've got a lot of books forward to in Frederico's journey.
Yes, we do. Yes, ma'am.
Well, good.
So we're
going to
keep
BE-Love
on the list. She's on my TBR. I'll have to download some more of these. While I'm trying to recover, can't get my brain straight.
I know. Her third one is available for pre-sale now. So, if anyone has read number one and number two, definitely, pre-sale for number three, because I know it's not going to disappoint.
Oh, no, because the first one has definitely not disappointed.
You'll love the second one.
I like how she did things, and she brought it all together. And, it is a short read, but it has some little twists and turns in there, because there were sections I laughed at, and there was that, oh, my God, somebody's going to hear him. So I'm thinking the first one.
Right. Yes,
it's almost like a little teaser too, because he's like, but you promised, he's expecting it,
right?
So.
And that whole element of sneaking around and wondering if you're going to get caught that makes it exciting, and
that little bit
of
danger there, yeah.
Mhm, mhm. All of those senses were definitely touched.
Oh yeah, as I said, my husband got home today, and I'm like,
yep, for sure.
Right, and he's been on the road, and he came home and still started working in the yard. I'm like, come on, man. That's all right. I give him one.
I know.
Day
I'll
to
do that
compress.
With my husband. I'm just like, I'm leaving. Leave me alone.
So I guess I'll finish the second one and see if he's up yet. Yeah, go ahead and rest today, because tomorrow you're mine.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Getting a little leeway. So what would you give? What score would you give this book?
Definitely 5 stars, 5 fires, if we're going to go with emojis. So a fun, quick read that it's a great escape. I highly recommend it.
Yes. I do too. That's awesome. And for those of you who do not know who are not familiar with DE Love and her books, you can find her website at deloveerotica.com. And let me look up Trisha's, so I'll make sure that I give that out too, so they can find her book on Amazon. Both books are on Amazon. So, or do you know Trisha's?
Off the top of my head, I don't. I know she's got. I had it pulled up for a minute, and then I X'd out of my screen for something, which was my bad.
Okay. Found it. She's got a link tree.
Okay.
That'll link to everything of hers. And I think it's linktr.ee/author Trisha Harley McCarthy. So it's an easy one click, and it shows you all of her social media and her website. So you can find that for the Hockey Romance on Ice. So we're going to take a little break here, and I'm going to get some water because my throat's getting a little dry, and we're going to have a little music break. So we'll be right back in a few minutes.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silverring, mahoganysilverring.net.
Hey, good evening, everyone. We are back, and if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Mahogany Says, and we are doing live romance book reviews. We have reviewed On Ice by Trisha Harvey McCarthy. We've reviewed Class in Session, Anna's Sex Education Lesson 1 by D.E. Love. And now we're going to focus on Bonnie's Game, a reverse romance novel by Lawrence Hall. And Lawrence is an awesome person. I've had him on the show twice. I love his rom-com, The Frog and the Lady. So this one was a pleasant surprise for me because I haven't read the Vigilante series yet. And I think you have, right? Have you read it, Brooke?
I read the first book in the series, yes.
Okay. And by the way, yes, this is Brooke Gillespie Trout. She's also an author. And I haven't read any of her works, but I'm going to plan to do that and add that on my TBR list as well. So... So the characters, Bonnie, now I can relate to her because she's a cheerleader. I wasn't a professional cheerleader, but I was a cheerleader in high school, and I did coach cheerleading for little girls later on out of high school when I got out. But she's kind of a very tough cheer coach. She's like trying to motivate them by saying, you'll get water as soon as you get it right, and nobody goes this routine and makes a mistake. I'm like, oh my God, poor girls. But, but you know, as the story goes, she's like a likable character, except she has this one little catchphrase that I just, it kind of irritates me just a little bit. She says, oh my God. And it's just, it's not G-O-D. It's G-A-W-D. And she says it a lot. So I'm like, girl, you quit with this. But, she is funny. She kind of gives the guys, Nick, Vincenzo is her boyfriend, his best friend Nick, and his best friend Davion, who prefers to be called Dave. Now, they're all crazy about this video game. So this is not your kid's video game book. It is still a romance book, and they get some pretty serious action in this video game, and not just by the things that are chasing them. So... there is a lot of, yes, it's a lot of steaminess. So I would give this definitely about 4 stars with the, I mean, not 4 stars, fire, because there's definitely some heated scenes in here. It's not as heated as Class in Session, but yes, you have the tension, you know, like when two characters are attracted to each other, but they're not going to say anything, but they kind of look at each other like, and she stares down, looks down, and you know, he's excited, he's ready, but I can't disrespect my man like that. You know, there's a lot of that going on.
Right. Good. You know, intention is good.
This intention is good. And it's, I mean, it really, you know, because, you know, this is like, I've never read a Nicholas Sparks book, but I have also never read a romance by, you know, a man before I met Lawrence. So he writes the characters for women very well. I mean, he does. And it's just not, you know, some men, they kind of write them, but they write them how they see a woman instead of how the woman actually is. Well, he writes it from how the woman actually is. And so, and all his characters are really likable. But, and I haven't quite finished the end of it yet, but from what I've read so far, I'm really getting into the characters and the story. And I love video games, so it was another boost for me. So like you like hockey, I love video games. And I love the ones where I can actually shoot things, like Call of Duty. Those are my games. Get all the aggression out. You know.
Go.
Yeah, Mario Kart doesn't do it for me.
How funny.
Or racing games. Nope. Yeah. So a lot of the terminology he used in the book, talking about gaming, I could relate to. In like the NPC, which is non-playing characters, not person who's not a gamer would not know that, but he does explain it in the book because Bonnie's not familiar with any of this. All she knows is that she's being ignored by the man she wants to spend time with, but he seems, all he seems to be interested in doing is playing video games. But he's really not a lazy right. person. He's actually interested in doing this for a living. And he is testing this game. And if he gets to the tops and he beats everyone else, the prize is $1 million and a 5-year contract with this company. So that's a goal. You know, I'm thinking, okay, at first, like, wait, is he going to be one of those lazy boyfriends that just play video games and ignores his girlfriend
right.
the whole time? No, this man has a goal. He's like, I'm doing this for
well,
us,
that's a good
babe.
Goal.
Yes, but he didn't tell her what he was doing. So she got mad, you know. I'm like, sometimes,
yeah.
next time, lead with that. You know, lead with, you
right.
know, you left that out. Lead with that. You're doing this for money, dude. And, okay, you can play anytime you want to, baby. I'll sit right here and watch. I'll even help you. You know,
right.
Let's find some cheat codes.
You know what?
I'm sure we can get in there somewhere.
Might have a whole different, exactly. A whole different
right.
perspective on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, things like, yes, next time lead with that, dude. You know, I'm doing this for Mike. Oh, okay, well, go ahead then. You know, otherwise, of course, I'd feel like buying, you know, to go out there or whatever. But, and I'm sure my husband feels bad if when I get too invited in my games. But I try not to do that too much when he's home. So. But I do like The Sims 4. It's a very real life thing, and I can actually make my characters from my books and, you know, kind of act them out, just give them the personalities and actually just kind of watch them go at it using those personalities that I've given them. So it's kind of fun to watch. But, you know,
that's a good idea because, you know,
yeah.
I kind of steer clear of video games just because I feel like I'm not very good at them. So, you know, that's a different perspective on it. And, you know, to read about someone who's interested in it because they want to make this as a living and to delve
right.
a little more into that would probably make me understand it a little bit more. So for me,
mm-hmm.
it's not really in my life just because I just don't feel like I've got, maybe it's the coordination for it. Maybe it's just not the brain for it, but you know, it's just something that it's intriguing to me, but I just feel like I'm not good at it.
Oh, well, I mean, there's other games, you know. I mean,
yeah.
just because I'm not a hardcore gamer where I've got the headset, the microphone, I'm playing with 4 different other friends. You know, I'm not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the most we have is like a online Facebook group where we compare our Sims and we tell stories with them. You know, actual visual stories.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, put it out there even on YouTube. Actual visible stories using their Sim characters, and it's cute. I mean, I really like it, but you know, everybody's into that. But I'm not the hardcore when we play 76 hours or whatever. Just I got to get
right.
up. But you can't
but it
get
does
lost.
Sound interesting the way that you're describing
yeah,
it with the kind of putting it as your characters. I would love that. So
yeah.
that
some people make themselves
could open up
you know.
My brain to do something
yeah.
different. So that's cool.
Exactly. And it has different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give a person this personality, how would this person act with this particular personality? And it's good to watch what they do. And if they really love this person
right.
or even though they love this person and they're still doing stuff. You know, like someone who's clumsy or shy or whatever. So you give them all these different traits and it's interesting to watch them go at it. A lot of times I just sit back.
It sounds like it's a really creative way to kind of bring your character to life.
It is. And I like, and
mm-hmm.
that's my other creative part, you know, since we write and then, you know, it's not all, okay, we're taking down. Or I like the military games too, but, you know, I still, if I want to have my
yeah.
creative side, then I can create the character yourself, how you see them in your mind, you know, the character you're
yeah.
writing about. And so I make my characters in this game, and I give them the backstory, like
fun.
The ones in my book.
Well, now I'm
so,
going to check it out. See?
Yeah.
Both in my mind.
Sims 4. and it's kind of, you know, it's 3D, you know, now they got it. It started off Sims 1, I think probably like 10, 12 years ago, and I
mm-hmm.
found out about it like when it was Sims 2, and I've been playing it ever since, and either with my kids, and so, like, there's adults who do this, and I'm thinking, some of the people are like, oh, you're too old to play video games. I'm like, you forgot. I'm an 80s kid. I grew up with video
yeah.
games. Yeah, we had Atari.
Well, people
we had,
shouldn't say you're too old to do anything.
Nintendo.
You can do anything you
want to do. Exactly. Besides, I still
exactly.
make money. So, you know, you're the one that don't have a job.
Yep.
You stay home playing video games. And that's a different story.
Right.
You know, like what they thought, like Bonnie thought that's what her boyfriend was doing, seriously. But he wasn't, so. It's good to
well,
have
a Well, that's one I'll
mind.
Definitely have to check out because I have not read this one, but it sounds like it's fun.
Yes, it is definitely fun, and it is definitely steamy, and I won't give the plot away, but I will say that there are some exchanges between the three guys and Bonnie because they all really care for her, but she doesn't know that. So she
all
finds
right.
out a lot
well,
of things.
Well, three men she and gets to choose from. That sounds awesome.
a reverse harem, that means they're all hers. Honey. They're all hers.
Nice.
She ain't had
so
to
Bonnie.
Ask for it. Right? Go by. I ain't mad. I mean,
go
all
Bonnie.
Of them sound just gorgeous. And Nick with his southern accent. And I love a good southern gentleman. You know, they're just, it just seems like they're more chivalrous than, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not knocking the northerners because I'm married to a guy from the north. He's from Philadelphia. But I really like that, you know, I grew up in Texas and Louisiana. So, you know, the yes, ma'am, the tipping of the hat and they open the door for
right.
you. And, you know, that I'm really that I love that. And then I love the drawl, you know. So
yeah, I was
not,
just going to say that lazy
yeah.
drawl. It's like, oh,
yeah,
just keep talking.
Yes.
Just,
yeah,
you know,
this is, you know it's almost like the English accent. Just keep talking. Yeah, come on.
Exactly. It's like, just, you
whatever
know,
you
just,
say.
You know, read the instructions for my blow dryer. I don't care how boring it is. I just want to listen
right.
to you talk.
So. Just read it. Yeah, just say that
just
line right
it.
There. You know?
Say the alphabet.
I know. They actually got into it, Nick and Vin, because Vin started saying, he said, y'all, instead of y'all. And Nick corrects it. He's like, no, it's y'all, not all. So he picks at him for his accent. But I mean, it is parts, I laughed at it, but I also, you know, yes, you can definitely feel the chemistry between all four of them. And they are all for Bonnie. And she's a very, very lucky girl. I will say that.
All right. Well, that's mm-hmm. going to go on my to-be-read pile. So.
Yes. And this is his first reverse harem. He did an excellent job. I think he really captured the spirit of the characters. And the plot was great because it's almost, you know, because like I said, I love video games. And, you know, so this mm-hmm. was very creative and kind of like Jumanji. But there was this, you know, cosmic thing happening that just kind of singled them out and bam, you know, so there's a little bit of sci-fi in there as well. So I like that. I like the way he kind of went in that direction, and she's getting a front row seat because, you know, she never plays video games. However, she turns out to be quite an apt player. Just, you know, for this, she had no idea what the game was about, what it's doing, what's the end goal. She had no clue, but she jumps in and just like, she does gangbusters. Like, go Bonnie. Yes. And the guys who like play the game all the time are looking at her like, how does she, what does she do that for? But
that
is,
sounds awesome.
It is awesome. Mm-hmm. The game's kind of like, I want to say like something like Zelda or Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing, kind of fantasy like
okay.
game where you have these little creatures that come at you. You got to kill so many. You got to get the ring or this orb to, the city at the end. I think it's like the city of Fizz, F-I-S, I think. And it's, but it's kind of like, you know, Lord of the Rings, I guess you could say. You kind of, he's got to take that ring and take it to Mordor and throw it in. Well, she's got to take that orb and get it to this particular city, but she's got all these obstacles in her way and solving all these puzzles. And it's set up to where you have to play this game with other people. Because they help you, but
okay.
like the TV show and movie Highlander, there can be only one winner. So that makes for a lot of, you know, yes, they have teamwork to solve the puzzles, but in the end, only
right.
one person can win. So, you know, there's a lot of backstabbing a little bit, you know, because
yeah.
ultimately only one person can walk away with it, right? But, you know, so you're kind of like using your friends along the way to get to this, you know, to get to the championship, get to the top, get the ring, I mean, get the orb and take it to the city and free all of the people, you know, in this fictional town. So it's really fun, I think. It just is.
It sounds like it.
Of,
sounds like there's a lot of twists and turns and, you
yes.
know, it's just, that's always a, a fun thing for the reader, stagnant or stale,
right.
And it just sounds like it is definitely not stale.
And if you love cheerleaders, you'll love it. If you like video games, you'll love it. If you like romance with more than one person, you'll love it. So there's something to be said for your polyamory, you know, group. So readers, if you are like the poly, here you go. This is a great one by Lawrence Hall, Bonnie's Game, a reverse romance novel, which is pretty awesome. So,
awesome.
Yeah, you'll
definitely
have
to check that out.
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely. And since we have little time, I would like you for you to discuss your books and what kind of things you write, if you don't mind.
Well, I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity. I write contemporary romance, and I have a series. It's the Heart and Soul series, and I have two books published in the series. The first book is Set It Free. The second book is Let It Go. And the third book, Through the Storm, will be published, I'm praying to God, in the next month. I've had some setbacks with that. It's contemporary romance, but it takes place in the 80s is where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows the story of a rock star on the rise and an actress who's just about to make her big break, and they meet each other and they fall in love, and it's just really not the right time. And, you know, it just kind of goes through their love story of how they fall in love and why they fall in love with each other in the first book. And in the second book, it just follows their careers through 10 years. So we go from 1986 and in the second book to about 1996. And the first two books do not end with happily ever after. So I've had some people get very frustrated with me because of that.
Oh.
it's just cliffhangers, and it's just, this was their story, and it can be wildly frustrating at times and how they deal with their celebrity factor once they both become famous in the second book. And the second mm-hmm. book definitely ends with a massive cliffhanger. So to wrap it up in a nutshell, that's just kind of where it starts, is just two of them meeting in the mid-80s and just referencing all those wonderful things about the music.
Yes.
And, you know, the fashion that was not on point and the hair.
I know, right?
Okay, you know.
But I love the 80s. That was awesome.
I
love
the 80s, and I felt that the story was there because I didn't want technology to be any part of it. You know, I didn't want social media to play a part of it. I just needed that. That's just what I saw with them. So it's kind of wildly frustrating is what I hear people tell me. But it's fun, and you fall in love, and there's some steam, and you've got, you know, the actress and the rock star, a bit of a cliche, but they were well. So.
Wow. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah,
and what's the name of it?
It's a crazy ride. It's the Heart and Soul series. And the first book is called Set It Free. The second book is called Let It Go. And the third book is called Through the Storm. And that will be coming out, I'm hoping, in early June.
Oh, okay. I'm writing that down so I will not forget. I'm going to look that up.
So awesome. If anyone wants to check it out, my website is brookgillespietrout.com. I know it's, you know, my name isn't the easiest to spell, but I can, you know, share links anywhere. And but it's,
so that's Gillespie,
you know,
with two L's,
I love
right?
them. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I appreciate that. It's a hard last name to spell, but it's, you know, I learned a lot just writing and the process and then connecting with all these other amazing authors, and it's just been a really amazing ride these past few years, just really seeing how everybody does things and reading
mm-hmm.
all these different styles of writing. And
oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just been eye-opening, and it's just been nothing but respect for everybody who's doing it, and it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. So when did you start writing?
I started taking it seriously about 4 years ago. And, you know, I really just started, you know, putting my nose to the grind and taking it seriously and doing something about it. I think I've dabbled in it probably for about 20 years. but I didn't realize what I really wanted to do when I grew up until I turned 40. You know, just kind of went with it, and it's just, I just do something every single day with it, and I know that all these other writers are doing it too, and whether you're writing or you're editing or you're sharing, you know, something about your project on social media, and there's just so much to it, and it's been a really wonderful learning experience.
Yes, I've learned a lot myself too, just by talking with other authors and meeting other people and getting their take on their journeys for publishing. Some are traditionally published and some are indie authors. And I think the indie authors are a lot of fun because we have that freedom to just kind of, you know, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, editors kind of keep us in line, but it's like you write what you want to write and how you see the story going. I mean, and I love feedback as long as it's, you know, constructive. And, okay, you know, if it's something that, you know, the reader feels like, okay, well, maybe you should have said this, you know, or done it this way or said, you know, okay, I take that into account. But, you know, not just bashing. Just like, if you don't like it, you don't have to bash me as a person. But, you know.
Exactly. Because at the same time,
because you
like
put your heart and soul into what you write.
Exactly. Yeah. Amen. Exactly. Because, you know, so much blood, sweat, and tears just goes into it. And, you know, if the feedback is constructive, that it can help you grow, that's amazing. But if it's feedback just for the sake of kind of being snarky, no, don't do that. You know, don't do that to another writer. Respect, because we all know our process and we all know what goes into it. And you really just make yourself vulnerable and put yourself out there.
Yes.
And I have 100% respect for everybody who has published traditionally or self-published because, you have just bared your soul. So.
Yes, and you put out there for everyone to see and everyone to make comments and, you know.
Yep.
You really have to get a thick skin. I think if I had started out with that thick skin, I'd fared a lot better, but I didn't. So. I know now, but I'm been involved with a great group of writers and authors who just inspire me, people that I've read, and I'm just like fangirling sometimes because I'm like, I read your book, you know. Like,
right.
I mean, even other authors, I know we're like getting to know each other and stuff, but it's like when I know the writer, you know, I'm reading this book and I know, you know, I know her or I know him, you know, it's kind of fun for us too. I mean, it's just, you know.
It is.
And I like
the fact that we're all putting ourselves out there.
Yes. And I like how we share one another and promote each other because there's millions of readers, just like there's millions, but there's a reader for every writer because I have a whole library, but none of the books are all by one person. So
exactly. I love that.
There's room for everybody.
Yep. There is room for everybody. There is enough for everybody. And everybody has a different process. Everybody has a different style. And for me, it's just nothing about, even if I'm reading something that I'm just like, meh, you know, this isn't necessarily for me, I still 100% have so much respect for the person who created it because I know what they put into it. So.
Exactly.
You
so
know,
even if you know,
to everybody.
Right? And you know, we're human. We make mistakes, and there may be a word missing, or maybe something isn't spelled right. But for me, if it's a good story, those are not things I would fixate on.
Right
away, because to me, it's like if I know what they were trying to say, what does it matter? You know, because sometimes there's deadlines. You don't know what was going on through the editing process, and you know, human error. So, and I've seen traditionally published books that had errors like that too. So it doesn't matter, you know, if the story is good, I can gloss over that.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah, I'll read something and if you see a small typo, I'm just, I'll brush it off, whatever. I knew what they meant. And if there's a small format glitch or something, I'm just like, okay. So it interrupted my mind for a second, but I got right back into it. And so it's just, if it's a good story, it's going to keep me enthralled. It doesn't matter with all those little other things.
Yeah, because I mean, ultimately, if the story works for me, that's why when I do review, it's like I'm looking at it as, you know, the story is important and the characters are important, or how it made me feel, because that is ultimately what I want to do with my books, is make people feel something, make them cheer for someone, make them cry, or you know, have them some type of reaction from your reader. And I think that is the ultimate goal for most writers. I mean, I can't speak for everyone.
No,
but
absolutely.
You know, for me.
Yep, 100%.
So when I read, that's how I'm reading it. So.
Yes, yes. If I have made you feel, if I made you laugh, if I've made you cry, if I've made you blush, if I've made you angry, then
mm-hmm.
you know what? I'm doing my job right. So.
That's it. Or if I made you want to look for your own toys.
Right.
Or grab your husband and say, come on, come here. It's time.
100%. Exactly. Let's go play around with the scenario and see what happens.
Yes. So this is fun. I'm really enjoying you having this with me. And if you want to join me again next week, because I'm going to review two more. I think I'm going to do Taryn's books, Taryn Sloan, The Lion's Heart. Or let me see if I can get that right again. It's not in front of me. Hold on a second here. All righty. A Lion's Appetite. Yeah, the first one was A Lion's Heart, and then we got A Lion's Appetite. And it's two of three books. And so I've read the first two. So now I got to read number three.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well,
we'll
I need to put
it,
she's on my TBR pile. So let's circle back on this, and I would love to be able to join you again and review hers, because, you know, she's
awesome.
Given me reviews on Amazon that have been really, really wonderful and have made me feel all warm and fuzzy. And I've been looking forward to reading her work. And, yeah, so it's been fun.
All right.
Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you for joining me tonight. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And I hope you have a very pleasant evening. Blessings, peace, and love.
Mahogany Says, with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.